Raptors fans are very concerned right now as lottery pick Grady Dick has been struggling to start off the season, and the team sent him down to the G League to get his rhythm back, to get that jump shot back to looking smooth, build his confidence, and unfortunately, unlike most prospects, unlike most lottery picks that end up going down to the G League, Grady Dick has been less than stellar. He hasn't dominated, he hasn't separated himself out from the rest of the pack from the Raptors 905, and in fact has been pretty inefficient. So we're going to break down what's going on with Grady Dick. Should Raptors fans actually be concerned given the fact he's only 19 years old and we have a very, very small sample size of everything that's going on, and how the Raptors should sort of move forward? Because it's pretty clear, right? Looking at Grady Dick, he's been in the rotation. He's been a member of this Toronto Raptors roster to start off this season, has been getting pretty consistent minutes. Darko Rajakovic has had a pretty long leash on guys like Malachi Flynn, Grady Dick, giving them a lot of opportunities to start off this year. And it makes sense. I'm very happy with that because we want our young players, our young prospects to have opportunities to thrive. But Grady Dick has not put up the most stellar stats this year. You know, in 15 games, only 4 points per game, 1.5 rebounds, and the most concerning stats are really the efficiency numbers. Now, he's never missed a free throw in the NBA, so that's a good thing to see, but only 27% from the field and 24% from behind the three-point line. And that's the biggest concern right there. That's the biggest sort of red flag, because Grady Dick is supposed to be a three-point shooter. That's his bread and butter. That's his calling card. It's the reason he's in the NBA. And unfortunately, he just hasn't been able to knock down his shots, whether they're open, whether they're contested. He's taken them at a high volume, but he hasn't been able to sort of knock down those looks we know he made during college. We know with his smooth-looking jump shot that they should be going down. And that led the Toronto Raptors to, in my opinion, make a smart move. Send Grady to the G League. I don't care that he's a lottery pick. I don't care about all that type of stuff. Build up his confidence, because right now the shots just aren't falling. And frankly, I've been pretty encouraged with what Grady Dick has been doing outside of the jump shooting out there on the court. His defense looks better than I sort of expected. No one would call him an OG Anunoby, an all NBA, all defensive guy, but you know, he's definitely a player for, you know, one of those regular sort of shooters that, you know, aren't pegged as sort of intangibles on the defensive end that will immediately translate in the NBA. Given the fact he's only 19 years old, I'm happy with the sort of positioning. Obviously, rookies sort of miss different coverages, different closeouts and things like that. They foul a little bit more, but I'm just encouraged overall with Grady Dick. I mean, he is an athletic dude in the sense that, you know, he's 6'6", he has longer arms, and, you know, he's mobile, he's quick, so you know, he should be able to sort of be a competent defender out there on the defensive end, but I've been happy with that. I've been happy with his off-ball movement. I've been happy the way he's passing and doing these different things on the offensive end. It's just his game gets unlocked when three-point shooting is actually going down, when he can properly space the floor, and he just hasn't been that consistent. So the Raptors brought him down to the G League to sort of boost his confidence, get that rhythm back going. And unfortunately, things haven't really been working out that well for Grady Dick with the Raptors 905. And he's only played 2 games right now. So again, overreaction, but it's been a huge topic of discussion amongst Raptors fans. So I figured I'd address in this video. But you know, his first game, Grady Dick looked really bad. It was not the greatest of performances. I mean, in 32 minutes, 33 minutes, 1 of 12 from the field. And from behind the three-point line, Grady Dick went 0 of 6. The computer monitor is a little bit too far away from me here to read, but only had 2 points in about 33 minutes. That's not very good, because we've seen guys like Raptors prospects like Delano Banton in the past, guys like Chris Boucher, Lorenzo Brown, deep bench players to the Toronto Raptors. As soon as they got sent down to the G League, they would be putting up some, you know, prime Will Chamberlain numbers. That's an extreme exaggeration, but ridiculous stat lines showing that they deserve to be in the NBA. They're a level above the G League competition. And Grady Dick, in his first sort of performance, first game down, you know, didn't look too hot, especially from shooting behind the three-point line, but off nights sort of happen, and that's how it goes. But in the second game, you know, for the Raptors 905, I saw a lot of people praise, you know, a lot of hype coming from Grady Dick, because he came out and had a much better stat line, right? 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. However, the efficiency was once again not at where you want it to be, right? 5 of 21 from the field, 3 of 12 from behind the three-point line. And, you know, he's given the green light, especially in the G League, to let it fly, to let those jumpers get hoisted up. And that's, again, what we want to see. And it's nice to see him take a step forward there. But The efficiency needs to be better from Grady Dick if he's going to be knocking down threes. And this is where the concerns have sort of happened, because a lot of Raptors fans are saying, hey, if he's not hitting shots in the G League, give him a couple nights, give him a couple reps, you know, down there with the Raptors 905, let those jump shots hit, and then see what sort of happens. But the efficiency hasn't really been there, so some people have been calling out on Twitter, Reddit, about whether or not he's a bust, whether or not that all this stuff is going on. So, you know, I know people have probably already written up their comments yelling at me for media overreacting, but that's not my take. I don't align with the people that, you know, are saying he's a bust, that saying he's a scrub, and things that along those lines. People are bringing up Keontae George, who has had a really strong last three games for the Utah Jazz, was picked after the Toronto Raptors, was kind of the favorite for the Raptors to land, you know, during the lottery this year. He's been putting up 19 points, 15 points, 16 points, you know, 5 rebounds, 6 rebounds. You know, it's just putting up solid stats for the Utah Jazz. Some people are saying, oh, it's a generational miss. The Raptors picked Grady Dick over Keontae George. And frankly, I'm not buying all that. Again, Grady Dick, the jumper looks fluid. He has moments. Again, it's not been super efficient, but you see plays like this where you see Grady Dick can hit these tough, something like a fading three in the corner, confident, letting it fly. And, you know, sure, he's not hitting shots right now, but that's why you have him in the 905, to get those reps, to progressively build back up that confidence. We also saw Sam Decker call out the Toronto Raptors for adjusting his form, so that's another reason Raptors fans have been concerned, have been a little bit stressed out. But frankly, looking at the jump shot, it still looks natural. It still looks kind of comparable to what he was doing with Kansas and all that type of stuff. Again, it is a little bit weird that the Raptors would be taking the best jump shooter in the NBA draft and tweaking his form a little bit, but, you know, especially after all the reps it takes for you to become one of the most elite shooters in the world. But I digress. His form still looks fine. It wasn't adjusted to the extent that Markelle Fultz was, where he was herky-jerky, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist-esque sort of form that gets thrown up there. Grady Dick, he's going to be fine. Just give him more reps, give him more confidence. All the tiny things, all the little things he's doing out there on the court are positive. So when that jump shot starts going down, he'll be an asset and back to being a rotation player for this Raptor squad. And he's only 19 years old. That's the sort of thing, right? Developments, guys like JJ Redick, they took a couple years, even though they were jump shooters, even though, you know, you expect shooters that are polished with that shot to sort of come into the league and already be naturals at the NBA level, the deeper three-point line to hit everything. Let this man breathe. Let him get his opportunities. Let him get his reps. Darko Rajakovic talked about how he's the future for the Toronto Raptors, so we need to sort of let him play. The same way we let Malachi Flynn play for the first month of the season, even though he was struggling, he was getting dogged on by Raptors fans night in, night out. And now he's a very competent NBA backup, and it's a huge reason the Raptors have sort of been maybe not winning all their games, but have been a lot closer in the games as of late. So Grady Dick, I'm fine with it. And I get why Raptors fans are on edge, why people are sort of stressed out about everything that's going on, because we don't really have, it's unlikely we have a draft pick for next season, the way this season has gone. Unless we completely sell Pascal and OG Anunoby and bottom out the second half of the year, our pick is likely going to the San Antonio Spurs. It's only top six protected. So hitting on these draft picks is essential. So Grady Dick in his development to match that Scottie Barnes timeline, to match that young group, we really need him to be good. So I get the concerns, the frustration, or the, you know, the worriedness about Raptors fans for him currently struggling at the one thing he's expected to do. But let this man have some reps. Give him some opportunities. Let him have that sort of run, that leash to sort of change this game. Yes, it's something to monitor. Yes, it's something to be, you know, a little bit concerned about, right? Look at and say, hey, is the form really changed? Will this sort of ever start turning around? But I don't know. I think things will be fine with Grady Dick. It hasn't been great so far, but I think things will be good. But let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Do you guys think Grady Dick is a generational bust, or will he be fine for the Toronto Raptors? Generational bust. All the hyperbole here at the end of the vid. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.